Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Lunatics, weirdos, and distorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from none other than Williamsburg, Virginia. And folks, we just got here two nights ago, and it's been just nonstop ever since we've been here. Now, the reason that we are here is because we're going to go visit Jamestown. In Yorktown, Yorktown is where the 13 colonies and less than 3% of the population, along with 56 signers and the Black Girl Regiment, were used to break the backs of the British, which just happened to be the strongest military empire on the world during that particular time, with the help of the French in that particular case. So we're going to be in Williamsburg, and we're going to be checking out our history there, along with Jamestown and Yorktown. And, yes, this is the second time we've been here, but we're going to do a more in-depth inquisition concerning our history because we're preparing for TV, hopefully this up-and-coming fall time, late fall, winter time, and hopefully we're going to be able to broadcast that live like we did in My War series, which, by the way, is available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now, folks, before we get going here, what I want to talk about today is something that's really important, and I want to basically springboard from last week concerning a show that we did, and in the middle of the show, someone started talking about how down and out they were, and I stopped the show pretty much, and because the show is about you, and what I did is I took the time to minister to that individual particularly in offering him hope. As Scripture teaches us, law to the proud, grace to the humble, so we took time to give this man grace. And no sooner than I began to minister to him live, he started to mock and scoff at everything I was telling him, which was irregardless because there's literally hundreds of thousands of others listening to the message where we were, I'm sure, being used by the Holy Ghost to minister to them as well, and if not, at least planting seeds. Read Hosea 10:12 when you get a moment, breaking up that fallow ground. So with that said, I want you to all understand something, because one of the modern conceptions of the gospel in America today is somehow or another we're to fear hell. And that is not scriptural in any sense of the word. As a matter of fact, if you're in a church right now and they are teaching, they're preaching hellfire, in other words, you're to fear hell rather than fear God, get out of it, because that minister or that hireling, John 10:12, is preaching a false gospel, and it's a gospel that's upside down. I want to remind you that hell is the consequence of those that fail to repent before God, and that's what we're going to be talking about today in just a couple of minutes. We are not to fear hell. We are to fear God. So we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. Before we do that, I do want to let you know you can go over on social media platforms, which is sonsoflibertymedia.com. Top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Social media platforms are there. And or go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. If you'd like to call in, you're more than welcome to do so. If you want to contend for the faith or add to the conversation or a branch to the conversation, you're more than welcome to do that as well. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, what I want to get to is something that I just recently seen, and it's the polling. As a matter of fact, right before the show today, we heard some more polling. When the mainstream media gives you polls, don't believe a thing that they're saying, folks. Don't believe in a word of it, because that's all they're doing is using false polling to divide the American people even further than what you think you may be divided. Which, by the way, I'm in Virginia. As you all know, I'm in some different state every month of the year, sometimes more than not in other states. And, folks, I'm not seeing the division that the mainstream media wants to push. I'm not seeing the race issue. I'm not seeing none of these things on a street-level, grassroots level in any sense of the word. It's them fueling the narrative to further divide the American people, Mark 325, because if you're divided one against another, you're easily conquered, and that's what they want you to believe. And you just heard during the intro for the show today concerning the mainstream media outlets that Joe Biden's approval rate. Folks, he doesn't have approval rating. And that's why we have to beware of the polling, because it's all contrived. It's all fabricated. It's all created out of thin air. Again, to basically browbeat those that would oppose the position that he's in right now. I've said this so many times before, but I have to say it again until I get it into the hearts of the people by the power of the Holy Ghost here. That, folks, how many times was Joe Biden on the campaign trail where nobody showed up? And yet they want to tell you that there's a national poll out of the 329.5 million people that there's a 39% approval rating? Folks, baloney. Baloney. And notice how the numbers are always close in the middle every single time. Well, folks, you're going to hear more of this polling, and you're going to hear more of this polling, and you're going to hear more of this polling. And I want to reiterate the point, do not listen to a thing that they have to say, friends, because it's all fabricated, okay? The best way to basically fill the seats is to create the war and promote the fight. And that's exactly what they're doing, and that's why the sponsors get behind these polling times, friends, these recycled election periods, because they know that they can make a lot of money in doing so, and they also know that the numbers are bolstered in the process of getting people to come to their televisions and watch the show go on in the circus of politics. Now, again, I want to make a real clear point here, and this is a prime example. Just last week, I had someone unsolicited call me from the state of Michigan, and they were telling me, Bradley, look at all of these people that were running for governor. Look at how many people were on the lead. As a matter of fact, they even had to go after one individual that we had on the show here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com because he was making headway over that of Michigan Governor Whitmer. Now, folks, this is insane. But he had such a large margin ahead of that of the Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. And what's interesting to take note of is then all of a sudden here comes the FBI to try to demote him, right? And then we had other situations happen in the state of Michigan as well. But what I want you to take note of is this. It was told to me that, Bradley, all of a sudden we have these people that we know of that were winning the race, and then out of nowhere comes somebody that we never even heard of before, namely Tudor Dixon. And here comes Donald Trump to come in and promote that somebody that nobody knew, and before you knew it, Whitmer was 51 to 40% over this individual that Donald Trump just promoted in the face of the people in Michigan that nobody knew.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. Now, let me get back to this, folks, because what I'm doing is cautioning the American people right now about false polling. And, of course, you know that there's massive voter fraud taking place, and we know that Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror, they called him, was responsible for murdering his own people in the millions. He was the one that was responsible for saying it doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting. And this is why there's so much time being spent through the mainstream media and sending out the narrative to not only just the mainstream media, but also, friends, the corruption in politics, trying to denounce it as if it doesn't exist, when we all the well know that it's existing, friends, because even those that have fixed these machines concerning voter fraud are coming out and saying we're the ones that did it. That's why it's always 59 to 49, so on and so forth. He said you can fix it however or whatever direction you want it to go. How many people need to tell on themselves so the American people can finally figure out it's time to take responsibility and deal with this voter fraud that's taking place in the United States of America? Joe Biden is the epitome of voter fraud, friends. He is the epitome of voter fraud. And I want to take it back to a phone call that I received last week concerning a friend of mine in Michigan who's very active in what's taking place in Michigan there. I just highlighted the fact that, friends, there were other individuals that were running for the governorship there in the state of Michigan that were far ahead of Whitmer. Now, keep in mind, Gretchen Whitmer is hated to the core by the people in the state of Michigan. Now, I'm not bolstering. That's not fabrication. That's the truth. Folks, after next month, which I will be there again, we've already got 3 dates in the process of going back to Michigan again. This will be 38 to 39, possibly 40 days that I've been called back just to go to Michigan in itself. The Lord has used this ministry in particular to literally go back and forth throughout that state and saturate the state with the gospel and the message that we've been preaching to you for about 18, 19 years now, I'm guessing. Okay? And I'm telling you, there's a reason for it. And I'm also telling you that there's a lot of people that are boots on the ground that are opposed to Governor Whitmer. And keep in mind, folks, she's in how many, the numbers concerning her unlawful and unconstitutional executive orders? She was dethroned not once, but twice by the U.S., or by the state Supreme Court there in the state of Michigan. And now all of a sudden, with all the leads of those that are working the grassroots level, all of a sudden Donald Trump comes in out of nowhere and then promotes Tudor Dixon, who nobody knows in the state. Folks, this was my conversation. I didn't make this up. Tudor Dixon was known virtually by nobody in the state. Donald Trump comes in, jumps over the top of the individual that was running for governor that the people wanted, the people's pick. And what do? They use Donald Trump to come in. Then I get a phone call and people are telling me people are figuring out Donald Trump now. Well, I said, well, praise God for that 4 years later. I wish they would have listened to it the first time. The truth of the matter concerning Donald Trump, the first time I called him out in Matthew 7:16, 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. But apparently they kept wanting to go on with them bad self. So only suffer the abuses for 4 more years, only to have it happen once again. The people in Michigan are saying, who is Tudor Dixon? Here comes Donald Trump, promotes Tudor Dixon. She's got a 40% polling rate in the state of Michigan. Whitmer's got a 49.3% lead over the top of her. She's completely hated by the state. Does that sound like that was all contrived, friends? I hope you can see it for what it is, because it was absolutely contrived. It was absolutely contrived, friends. And what are the American people going to figure out what's going on here, how they're being played? Quit suffering the abuses of the corrupt. You're being laughed at, Americans. Here, I want you to see this on social media platforms. This is the poll, and it's false polling. Okay, Tudor Dixon, this woman right here, comes in out of nowhere. Nobody knows who she is, okay? And the person that they wanted, the people's pick, he was raided by the FBI. And the reason he was raided by the FBI is because they wanted to try to destroy his credit in the face of the people in Michigan. And it completely backfired. When they seen that didn't work, they had to pick out Tudor Dixon. Again, somebody that nobody knew in Michigan, put her in the place of the person that the people picked in that state in particular. And what happened? Wow, Gretchen Whitmer's 49.3% to that of 40% with Tudor Dixon. What? What? Oh, my gosh. This is the woman. This is the witch. Literally, folks, this Gretchen Whitmer, who is, I don't want to use terminology that the world uses here, friends, but she is in this in cahoots with the medical industry from start to finish, from A to Z. Nobody trusts this woman. They hate her guts. Everybody complains about her. They're trying to figure out why she's still there. I'm going to tell you, voter fraud and false polling. Voter fraud and false polling. That's why she's still there. Voter fraud and false polling. She's knocked down at every given turn, but because she's doing what the bad guy wants her to do, she's going to remain for another 4 years when the people in the state of Michigan don't want her there? Folks, the woman belongs in jail, to say the least. And again, that's why we have constitutional provision. Yesterday on the show, we made some headway, I'm telling you. The Lord started splitting the sea a little bit when it comes to revelation. Americans, it's got to go further than what we've gone before, and we got to quit being intimidated by the likes of the modern-day Gestapo, namely the bad guys in the FBI and the DOJ. It should be called the Department of Injustice. Hey, folks, listen to me and look into me if you can. Let their cruelties swell our ranks. Let their cruelties swell the ranks of the American people. But let me say this, Americans. Let's do it lawfully. know the law, and enforce the law by being the law under God. You should wear a big T-shirt that says, "We the people are the law under God," because we are. Because we are. And we need to let the bad guys know that we're not afraid of them, because we fear God and we fear not the face of man. We need the bad guys to know and let them know that they are going to suffer the consequence of their crimes against we the people. Are you listening to me, America? Because this is the direction we must go. We must get out of our minds and our hearts that we're going to be intimidated by the corrupt any longer, friends. Okay? Because if we don't deal with the corrupt, this is going to go on, and folks, you can already see it right now. It's not looking good, because they're using the same old method. Hey, folks, listen carefully. The devil doesn't have revelation. The only thing he can do is recycle. And he recycles through minions that haven't looked to the past to understand what their future is going to be. As Charles Spurgeon rightly said, the world is the hammer. The church is the anvil. It's the hammer that needs to be changed out, Americans. It's time to stand up and be counted for what they're about to receive rather than what we're about to see or receive. There's enough good people in government that will enforce the laws. Because, see, we don't need friends. We don't need new laws. We need the old ones enforced. We just need good men incumbent to enforce those laws against the bad guys. And you can rest assured, and rest assured, within the ranks of corruption, there's plenty of people in there that are just waiting for the opportunity to stand up and go forward and do what it is that they're called to do. They're looking for the American people to take the lead under Christ. And that's the truth of the matter. Because, folks, the American church isn't going to do it. It lacks Christ and Christianity. Politicians aren't going to do it. We've seen that recycle over and over and over again. So we must resort back to what our forefathers taught us. And what is that? No king but King Jesus, an appeal to heaven. No king but King Jesus and an appeal to heaven. Folks, I did an article years ago, and I just kind of spread out the information that I got, and it was second to none. It really was. And it was titled, "How Much Media Fraud Will Americans Tolerate?" And again, it starts out acknowledging the Saul Alinsky tactic where the enemy, the bad guys, the 1.7% of the population that are being used to browbeat the 329.5 million people in this country into submission, their objective is to cause you to believe that they're a lot more than the 329.5 million people in this country. Is it working, folks? Is it working? And see, this is why we're here today, is we're to keep your eyes open, Ephesians 5:11, Ephesians 5:14. We're to reprove darkness, not in that order, by the way. And we are to be the light in Christ, to show men as to what needs to be.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Antonio Maruso reporting. The U.S. House of Representatives is expected on Friday to pass a bill funding the federal government through December the 16th, avoiding an embarrassing partial shutdown less than 6 weeks before the midterm elections, when control of Congress might be at stake. The National Hurricane Center said late Friday morning that Hurricane Ian was accelerating toward the South Carolina coast. Life-threatening storm surge and damaging winds would arrive soon, and the storm's movement was faster than previously reported at 14 miles an hour. Ian, located east-southeast of Charleston, with maximum sustained winds at 85 miles per hour and higher. The power outage caused by Hurricane Ian has prompted protests in the streets of Cuba's capital, as several hundred people demanded restoration of electricity more than 2 days after a blackout hit the entire island. This is USA Radio News.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Okay, so what we're talking about right now, the voter fraud that's going on in America, and it's leading up to it again because we're already seeing the polling and how that is bolstered, and it's misleading the American people as well. And I was just talking about the conversation about what's going on with Michigan and how Paul Ryan, and I'll just name him by name. I wasn't going to do that until someone brought it up on social media platforms. He was in the lead in that state, hands down. The people in the state of Michigan wanted Paul Ryan to be their governor. The people in Michigan hated and hate Gretchen Whitmer. There's no doubt about it. Folks, I've been on the Capitol stairs. I have been at I don't know how many meetings over the last 43 years, leading up to 40 meetings now. I've literally been used by the Lord to blanket that state and giving them this message to you that I gave to them and I've given to them. And I'm telling you, hands down, Paul Ryan had it. And then all of a sudden the FBI comes in and does their best to discredit him, totally backfires, and before you know it, Donald Trump, the little call man, comes in, and what does he do? He endorses Tudor Dixon, which nobody in the state knows. And by the way, someone on social media just said Whitmer and Tudor, they're two sides of the same coin. Of course they are. This is what I'm talking about. They keep delivering up the candidates because they're all clowns in the circus of politics, and they all have the same jersey on. Only when you're a real candidate will you see what happened to Paul Ryan, folks, in the state of Michigan. And it's exactly what's going to happen again. By the way, so Tudor Dixon comes in. Nobody knows who she is. Donald Trump endorses her, totally pushes Paul Ryan to the side and others that were running for the gubernatorial candidacy. And what happens? Oh, all of a sudden, Whitmer's on top. This is the woman that wore a hat, this witch wore a hat, that said Planned Parenthood on the top, saying, make America great again. Folks, this do you see what happens when you give these devils an inch? They'll take it a mile. And they're doing it again, and they're going to do it again this cycle. If you people out there don't understand, the two-party system is set up to divide the American people, and it's totally contrived. And it's always used for their end aim concerning politics. And what's happening, again, read Mark 3:25. But let me show you this. I did an article, and I want you to hear it. Listen carefully and apply it to what you're seeing today in America, because it's exactly how it's being played out. I wrote this article, How Much Media Fraud Will America Tolerate? And I highlighted the fact that the Solomonsky tactic, which, yes, I've said it 1,000 times, and I'm going to say it 1,000 times more, because I keep seeing the same people that watch this show and listen to this show and see me speak all over the country doing the same thing, going back as a dog returns to its vomit, and you keep playing the same games, you keep getting the same results, and you're going insane, and you're confused, and you're trying to figure out why that is. Because you're not listening. You're not applying as to what I'm sharing with you right now. Get out of the mix. Get out of that political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. Because it's a lie. It's not constitutional. If you want to know why your government looks like a foreign entity to we the people, and you can see that by how they trample and desecrate the blood of the hundreds of thousands that fought, bled, and died fighting against the very tyrants that you're submitting to today. Well, this is why, okay? Listen carefully. Saul Alinsky said, in using this tactic against the American people, caused the American people to believe there's a lot more bad guys than there is good guys. Not even close. Not even close. You guys remember when Hillary Clinton, when she kicked off her presidential campaign? Do you guys remember only 50 women showed up at one of her presidential fundraising campaigns? Do you remember this? Just to show you how it's all going to be played out again, because it's going to be played out again. Do you remember when this happened? Yeah, I do too. Do you also remember that 14 people showed up the day that she kicked off her presidential campaign? And do you remember there was more media outlets and useful idiots than there were people in support of her criminal presidency? Do you remember that? Her run? Did you hear what I said? Oh, and I can substantiate everything I'm telling you. See, that's the difference between what I'm sharing with you and what most won't talk about, or what most will just do their best to ignore and say it's a theory. It's not a theory at all. It's not a theory in any sense of the word. Do you remember when the CNN president resigned because of the low viewership it received? Hey, folks, I'm here to tell you, CNN gets less than 2 million viewers a day, but the impression is that everybody watches it, because when you go through an airport, you go through a bus depot or a train depot, Those are the channels that are being promoted. And did you know that those channels being promoted in the plane stations and the airports, I'm sorry, the train depots and the bus depots, it's all paid for to have CNN up on there, because they want all the people funneling through those places to believe that America's watching CNN. No, they're not. If that was the case, then why did CNN's president resign? Why? Folks, Do you remember when in 2010, let's go back just to 2010 for a moment, just to show you how it's going to be played out again. Do you remember that in 2010, 63, just using their vernacular, 63 Democratic representatives were unseated? Do you remember this? Yeah. Do you remember that Barack Hussein Obama had to move the 2012 Democratic Convention from a 74,000-seat arena to a 20,000-seat arena? And he still couldn't give away, listen carefully, he still couldn't give away free tickets, but he won his second term, didn't he? Yes, he did. You know how he won his second term? Off the backs of the useful idiots called the American people that believed the lies that the mainstream media was promulgating. He didn't have the support. And how many times did he transgress the U.S. Constitution right in front of the faces of the American people, and they let him do it, and what was their recourse, or what was their retort? Well, the people voted him in. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. Hey, folks, I can go back to that 2012 2012 Democratic convention, and I remember a meteorologist, and we got this on video, by the way, where a meteorologist actually came out because Barack Obama said that the reason they had to move it from the 74,000-seat arena to the 20,000-seat arena was because of the weather. Well, the meteorologist got up there and said there was nothing wrong with the weather. It was totally sunny out. But he wanted to make it sound like there was a thunderstorm. That's why the numbers dwindled. He never had the support. Do you remember when it was reported in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, that the people filled up an 18,000-seat arena to see Barack Hussein Obama? Do you guys remember this? It was reported in the paper. I've seen it. Did you know that the arena only had 5,000 seats available? You see how this works? They bolster everything. They fabricate everything. Americans, they don't have the support. If you go back to Adolf Hitler, let's just take him, because we see so much parallel going on in the United States of America today as to what we're dealing with here and in the past, in the present. Do you remember Adolf Hitler when he first came to power? Hindenburg didn't trust him. Less than 3% of the people of that country trusted Adolf Hitler. There was 80 million people in that country. You know how he took power? He started to get into the incumbent. He started to get into the halls of government, and he started to kill off his opposition. It's the same thing happening here. Either you fall in line or else. That's exactly what's happening here. He became popular by force. The same thing happening today in America. Let me go back to prove some more of this. You guys all know 70% of Obama's Twitter account was completely fake, right? Yeah. You know that Joe Biden, 22 million Twitter account followers, completely fake. Oh, by the way, Hillary Clinton's Twitter account, 70% of her Twitter account was fake, just like Obama's and Biden's. Created out of thin air. You see how this works? Going back again, do you remember when Stevie Wonder couldn't get 200 people to show up for a fundraiser for Barack Hussein Obama? Did you hear what I said? Stevie Wonder couldn't get 200 people to show up for a fundraiser for Barack Obama. And the American people, again, being led by the nose, by the media they don't believe, to believe that the majority of the black people in the country supported Barack Hussein Obama. Nothing could have been further from the truth during that time. He didn't have the favor of the black people, folks. He never did. They stood against him. You remember when he tried to push the gay marriage agenda? Completely illegal, never been in the history of mankind. You remember what happened, right? It was the black people that stood up against Barack Hussein Obama and basically voted him down. Did the government stop there? Absolutely not. They pushed it through anyways by stacking the courts again. Do you also remember that during the 2013 inauguration for Barack Obama? Do you remember that there wasn't enough people in Washington, D.C. to fill up the hotel rooms? I'm not making this up. I can verify everything I'm telling you. This is exactly how you're going to get it from the next contenders that they put into play. Both the right and the left are their contenders. They've been appointed by the powers that are tolerated, and they're going to play the same game because the people do not understand that they all have on the same jersey. They're working for the same people, and the people that they're working for is not me and you. Hey, folks, we have a situation here in the state of Minnesota. It's embarrassing watching a gubernatorial candidate go out across the state, 5.9 million people in the state of Minnesota, telling him how he's going to do his best to abolish abortion. And then once he sees he's gaining ground, he turns on those that put him to the point where he was against Tim Walz. And he said, I'm not seeking to become the governor to abolish abortion. In the face of all the people that were getting set and ready to vote him in. Hey, let me just say this, folks, just a side note.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Pastor Brandon Taylor, and I would like to thank Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty for making a live event possible at our church. Bradley combined biblical principles with our nation's amazing history for an informative and eye-opening experience.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Williamsburg, Virginia. Folks, I'm going to have to get to my main topic tomorrow because I'm on this topic, and I know it's important that I share this information with you because it's happening again, folks. It's all contrived. They're going to make up the next winner. They're going to give you the lesser of two evils in every given scenario, not realizing that the powers that are tolerated delivered them both up. They do this in the presidential candidacy, in campaigns and presidential runs constantly. I shared with you in particular, even on that one point right there, friends, that during the last run between the two candidates that were delivered up that worked for the same powers that are tolerated, I'm talking about that of Donald Trump and Joe Biden, I'm talking about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, I'm talking about Donald Trump and I'm talking about Barack Obama. Folks, it keeps going back. These are all players in the game, and they're not working for the American people. As you know, they tell you what you want to hear, and then once they get there, they turn on you. And don't give me none of your smack about Donald Trump. I've been waiting for your phone calls for some time to set me straight on the issue. But I've proven over and over and over again with Donald Trump, he's a fraud from start to finish, as you all can see. And one more point, and I brought it up yesterday, I'm going to bring it up again today, because I was thinking about this. Isn't it interesting how everybody's under attack by the FBI? Just like I told you, it was going to come to your front door, didn't I? Amos 6:3. How many times did I say it was coming? And here it comes. Isn't it interesting that everybody concerning January 6th, everybody's in jail except Donald Trump. And Donald Trump's out there trying to do it all over again. Isn't that interesting? Talking about making America great again. Folks, he did this all In the past, he did exactly the opposite of what he promised to do. But what my point that I wanted to make is this. When Donald Trump was running against Joe Biden, there was 1,162 others to pick from concerning presidential contenders. How much time did the mainstream media give those 1,162 different contenders that were running for the presidency? No, they do what they always do. They put up a good guy in the face of the people, and they put up a bad guy. And then when you start hearing about all the junk on the good guy at the how he's being exposed, Luke 12:2, what do? Well, the politicians, worshipers, then begin to resort to, well, the lesser of two evils. Now, let me say something, friends. Of the lesser of two evils, vote for neither. Of the lesser of two evils, vote for neither. 2 Chronicles 19:2. Read your Bible. Because what you're going to get is diplomacy, actors, seduction in another guy. You're going to get compromisers, where two men get together to agree on what they both know is wrong. Bringing me back to the point concerning the last segment, concerning this Scott Jensen that's running for the gubernatorial candidate. Hey, folks, Scott Jensen, let me say this, and I want you to hear me clear, because we gave him airtime as well. I had some personal conversations, and he wanted to do nothing more. I'm talking about Scott Jensen, the guy that's running for the governorship in the state of Minnesota. I had a conversation with him where I told him that people in Minnesota want answers. They don't want to have a roundtable talk. He said, well, you can do things the way that you want to do them, and I'll do the things the way that I want to do them. I said, well, you're not speaking to the next generation. I can tell you that right now. So what does he do? He goes out there. He tells the people in the state of Minnesota everything they want to hear, not paying attention to his record. He's the flip-flopping senator running for the governor. And the only reason he's listening to the people right now is because he thinks he's smug. And let me tell you who Scott Jensen is. Scott Jensen is one of those kids in high school who thinks he's got the edge over on everybody else and nobody knows it but him, when in fact everybody already sees him for who he is. Mark my words on what I'm saying about Scott Jensen right now. Because the man is a compromiser, and he'll do whatever he needs to do to get into office. Okay? He's a compromiser, and he'll do whatever he needs to do to get into office. And the people in the state of Minnesota, for those that are paying attention to what he's doing, they already found out that he would flip-flop on them again because he's already done it the second time in front of them. He's lied to them. He's talking about making bringing issues into focus that matter the most. And he talks out of both sides of his mouth, holding a baby in his hands. And abortion isn't, stopping abortion isn't one of those issues that he needs to focus on. I've never seen, and I did a whole show on this, I've never seen such a backwards politician in all of my life. I mean, whoever he's got working on his team, somebody should have stopped that commercial that he did. But I'm glad it got out because it exposed him for exactly who he is. And he's a compromiser, and he's used every situation that he's had to deal with as a doctor to his advantage to become the next governor of the state of Minnesota, and it's exactly what he's doing. But I'm here to tell you something, Scotty. I see who you are. I know who you are, and I'm going to do my best to make sure that everybody knows that, well, Bradley, if you're doing that, then what you're doing is pushing the vote to Tim Walz. No, Tim Walz already know. People know Tim Walz is our, we already know that he's a communist. We already know that he's there by voter fraud, just like Ilhan Omar, just like that of Keith Ellison. We know that they're there by voter fraud. See, but we know that what would happen when you got into office is you would bend to the next wind of doctrine that was to blow your direction to appease those that you really work for, and it's not the people in the state of Minnesota. And we already know concerning the focus that you want to focus in on doesn't concern the babies in the womb, which is about the sickest thing I have ever heard of in all of my life. But guess what, Scott? You did it. Just to make clear, we know who you are. We see you for who you are, and we're going to make sure people understand. And people in Minnesota, before you get your Grundies in a bungee, I want you to understand something. There's a lot more people running for the governorship besides Scott Jensen and Tim Walz. Okay? See, the establishment, Scott Jensen is the establishment, okay? Tim Walz is the establishment in the extreme. And I thought, at least my understanding was and is, that the people in the state of Minnesota are sick and tired of the establishment. Well, those two guys right there are the establishment, and they will not pull down the establishment. They will go there, and they will continuously prop it up if they're in there again, period. And we all know this. That one is free, Minnesota, but open your eyes as to what's going on, because many people are. Many people are. Let me go back to this. How much media fraud will America tolerate? Because it's exactly what it is. I just highlighted the fact that 70% of the Twitter accounts, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, the 22 million followers that Biden has, turned out to be completely fake. But they put those fake accounts in place to deceive you into believing they had the support, didn't they? But they don't have the support. That's why they keep lying to you. I just highlighted the fact that Stevie Wonder, concerning Barack Obama, couldn't get 200 people to show up for a fundraiser for Barack Obama. I thought all the black people supported him. Nope. They don't support him. They didn't support him. Remember Barack Hussein Obama got busted in Russia talking to a Russian diplomat, talking about in his second term? He already knew that he was going to be placed in a second term, Americans. Why? Because of voter fraud. Because of false polling. That's why. Let me go to the next point. Remember I just told you about in Washington, D.C., Barack Obama during the inaugural address, the second one around, he couldn't even get the support, folks, for the people to show up to fill up the hotel rooms. Oh, my goodness. That's unheard of. It's hard to get rooms there. And again, you haven't forgotten the massive voter fraud that's taking place in the country today. Look at how much time the mainstream media is doing their best to demonize anybody that exposes the voter fraud for what it is. See, they don't want you to make up your own minds, friends. That's why we always say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, because they want you to parrot. They want you to parrot the propaganda narrative that they're parroting. See, that's what the devil does. See, misery loves company, and so do devils. The fact of the matter is that's what they want, is they want to make sure everybody falls in line with the devils, and if you don't fall in line, we're going to persecute you, we're going to demonize you, we're going to single you out, we're going to ostracize you. Well, you know what? Bring it on, then. Bring it on. Because if God is for us, friends, let me ask you the question in ending, who can be against us? If God is for us, then who can be against us? And I want to tell you something. There's a lot more of you out there. Be encouraged than you think, but don't depend upon one another in getting the job done. No, come together under the umbrella of following the Christ, the King, the Captain of our salvation, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and understand that we've already won the day, and it's a promise that we'll win it again if we're willing to get out there and take it to the enemy. In America, it's time to do that. It's long overdue in the sense of what we need to do and what needs to be done here lawfully. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.